Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Fans 24-Hour Toy Drive Live as we raise money and collect toys for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest on 1250 AM, The Fan.
That's right, you're listening to Toy Drive Live here on 1250 AM, The Fan. It's a 15th annual fan toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet and presented by Annex Wealth Management. If you haven't, donate today. I encourage you to go to our website, 1250amthefan.com, donate there. Or if you want to donate a toy, drop by one of our fire station drop-off locations, which you can find also located on our website. We're broadcasting here from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. This is a really awesome thing that we're doing here. I'm really glad to be a part of it. The Toy Drive, this is my first one to be a part of. It's really awesome what Children's Wisconsin does. Really awesome what we're able to do to help out. I think of today, a lot of people in the Milwaukee area are going to be wearing baseball jerseys in honor of Jackson Sparks, 8-year-old who was killed in the tragic Waukesha tragedy that happened just last week, just a few days ago. And I want to remember Jackson. His family requested that a lot of people wear, everybody wear baseball jerseys today. I know people here at the Fan will be wearing baseball jerseys. I'm wearing a baseball jersey. And in honor of that, to the toy drive today, I have decided to donate $44 in honor of Christian Yelich, number 22, and one of my favorite baseball players as well, Juan Soto, number 22. We will combine the two of them. Sam will announce what he is going to give later today. And just really awesome what we're able to do here at 1250 AM, The Fan, using the platform we have here to try and help out in whatever way we can. Helping out Children's Wisconsin, can't think of a better way. We've got a great day of programming set up for you guys. Obviously, our normal shows starting at 6 with Bart Winkler Show, the Wendy's Big Show at 10, Sparky's Midday Madness at 2, and the Rami Show. But we've got some good guests. Jim Paschke comes up on the Bart Winkler Show at 8 o'clock. Jerry Augustine, 10:35 on the Wendy's Big Show. Former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren at 1 o'clock. Former Marlins president, 3:30 on the Rami Show. Going to be a good day of guests here on 1250 AM, The Fan. So make sure you're tuned in all day long here as we continue our 24-hour broadcast. But I'm not sure if they had any callers this morning with Horvat and Plucker. My guess is no. So let's try and see. Let's get out to our first caller of the day. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave, what's going on this morning?
First caller of the day? I would have thought there would have been some lunatic calling at like 3:20 in the morning.
I didn't see any. Either that or maybe I just didn't answer the phone for him, but I didn't see any.
That seems like prime JMO hours as well.
It does seem like that.
Well, I just wanted to call and show some support. I've been listening for probably the past hour. I didn't want to call in like as soon as I woke up because that no one needs that. But call and show a lot of support. I've already tweeted out there that people should be given to this toy drive. I've been dropping off toys at a couple of the different fire stations, both the Ramsey Avenue one in Cudahy, because obviously, and then the Greenfield location and the what was the other one? I think I don't know, probably Greendale or South Milwaukee. So I've been going out there just trying to give a little bit to everywhere, and I highly encourage everyone else to as well.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Dave. It is awesome that you've gone out, other people have gone out, and it just continues to grow year by year. Just thankful for everybody that donates. It's an awesome thing that we're able to do, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Glad that you were able to donate and help out as well.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that everyone has a safe holiday, and go Bucks, go Packers, go Brewers, I guess. I don't know. Can we say that with this lockout?
I think we can.
All right. Well, that's good. So go everything.
Yeah, and I'll ask you one quick question here, Dave. I'm sure you're going to give us a call back on Bart Winkler Show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Also, I highly recommend you take all of Bart's bits now.
I'll try it.
And just watch it. See if he either rehashes them or flounders.
I do have the rundown. Should I just go through it and just start going through all the topics and giving a breakdown real quick?
Yeah, do it. Oh, do it right now. Give a quick 20-minute synopsis of each one, and then what does he have?
Yeah, just go, here's what my take is, here's what Bart's terrible take is going to be.
that sounds like a good time to me.
I want to ask you this, Dave, because this is what we're going to get into for the last half hour here before the Bart Winkler Show. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. Do you think the Brewers have missed their championship window here? I don't think they have, but what do you think about that?
Definitely not missed their championship window. It's baseball. Baseball is the most unpredictable sport out there. You cannot go out and just like shell out money and expect to win. I made this call the other day with Sam on the Rami Show, and you don't see the teams that spend the most money in free agency go out and win the World Series. A lot of the times, it's the teams that that manage the trade deadline period get the most out of it. And I think David Stearns is good for that. He has shown time and time again that he is constantly on the waiver wire and not just focusing on this time, because we are the Brewers, and unfortunately our payroll is quite minuscule when you consider every other team in the league. So we have to be strategic, and you could arguably say that this is the most difficult job in baseball because you don't have that luxury of having a Dodgers salary or a Yankees cap room. This is the Milwaukee Brewers, and you have to be strategic with each one of your moves.
Yeah, I agree. Dave, thanks for the call this morning, and thanks for donating to the Toy Drive.
All right. Have a good one.
See you, Dave. That was Dave in Cudahy. He gave us a call this morning at 414-799-1250. We're rolling into the Bart Winkler Show at 6 a.m. We got about half an hour to that. I want to talk to you as we get into the Bart Winkler Show about this Milwaukee Brewers team. Do you think that they missed their window for a World Series? Bart brought this up yesterday. He thinks they have. I think he's kind of crazy for it. I don't know when you have this pitching staff that they have. You have Corbin Burns. You have Brandon Woodruff. You have Freddie Peralta. They're still all on your team. They're still all under control for a few more seasons. I don't know how you can say that they've missed their championship window, because I think as long as you've got those three guys as the front line of your rotation, your championship window's open, because we've seen David Stearns knows how to bring in bats to help out this team. He just did it. He brought in Hunter Renfroe. Dave brings it up. He said that it's teams, not the teams that spend all the money in free agency, like the Dodgers, like the Yankees. Actually, I want to get out ahead of that. I don't think the Dodgers actually spend as much in free agency as people think. They're actually really good at acquiring people and growing their talent from home and bringing them up through their farm system. But it's not those teams. It's the teams that make good acquisitions at the deadline. I think that's an interesting point, because you look at the team that won the World Series this past season, the Atlanta Braves. They bring in Jorge Soler. They bring in Eddie Rosario. They came up with some key pieces there to help them win that World Series. That's an interesting point. I don't know that I'd really thought about that, but that's a good point there, because you know what? The Milwaukee Brewers can do that, and they have done that. You know, Willy Adames doesn't get counted as a deadline deal because he got traded for, early in the season. That was a pretty big acquisition for the Brewers, bringing in Willy Adames. They sign a guy like Rowdy Tellez. No, they trade for a guy like Rowdy Tellez, and he plays a big part in their season as well. So, you know what? This Milwaukee Brewers team, they do have a chance. We'll talk about this a little bit more coming up. I want to get Sam's thoughts on this as well. We talked about it a little bit earlier. We're going to break it all down for you here on The Fan as the Toy Drive Live continues to go. The 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, presented by Annex Wealth Management, continues here on The Fan. Make sure if you haven't donated, go ahead and donate today.
WSSP Milwaukee. Ho, 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 ho. Donate. Donate today for the 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin.
It is Christmas time.
Thank you for listening and happy holidays from the Fan.
You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours. We're making one final push with the Fan's 15th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Go to 1250amthefan.com to donate online or to find the nearest fire station to drop off your toys. Now back to the show with Toby on 1250 AM The Fan.
That's right, it's Toby here. Toby Altizer. I think he might have been afraid to say my last name. He said Sam Schmitz earlier, I thought. Maybe he's afraid to say my last name. Maybe he couldn't figure out how to say it. No worries. We're going to be talking about the Milwaukee Brewers here. I want to talk about this Brewers team, and I want to remind you, this goes along with our fan toy drive. If you have an opportunity today, and you haven't gotten ready for the day yet, it is early, you haven't picked out your wardrobe, throw on a baseball jersey today. In honor of Jackson Sparks, an 8-year-old boy that lost his life at the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Today is hashtag jerseys for Jackson. If you have the opportunity to wear a baseball jersey, wear a baseball jersey today in honor of him. A really tragic situation. There are still some children being treated at Children's Wisconsin from that tragic incident. And I'd encourage you, if you can, show some support by throwing on a baseball jersey today. It's a simple gesture. And then while you're at it, go ahead and donate to the Fans Toy Drive. Maybe we can help out families this Christmas season at Children's Wisconsin. Put a smile on a kid's face. I'd encourage you to be a part of it. And if you can't, maybe donate online. Drop off a toy at one of our toy drop locations at a fire station in the region here. Love to hear the stories. And I listened to a little bit last night. Sam mentioned it earlier, talking with Gary and Bart and Rami, and some of the stories you hear from the toy drives that the Fan has put on over the years, as this is the 15th annual toy drive. Just awesome to hear, and the community comes together and gives toys to help out these kids. Really, really awesome gesture, and really thankful for all that have donated and that will donate. So if you haven't yet today, or you haven't yet, go ahead and get on that. We would really appreciate it. But let's talk about this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. And I know it's the middle of a lockout. It just started, and, you know, it's kind of weird to talk about the baseball season, but I want to think about this because Bart brought this up the other day, and I thought it was interesting. He said that he feels like this Milwaukee Brewers team missed their window for a World Series. And I don't think that's the case, because when you look at who they have on this roster, they have guys that can win a World Series. And I go back to, I'm from Virginia. I'm a Nationals fan. Bart will bring it up. He always brings up that I'm from D.C. about 100 times a show. So you probably know by now that I'm from that area. So I enjoyed the 2019 season, obviously. Unfortunately, it did, you know, cost the Brewers a chance there in the wild card game. But I think when you look at that Nationals team, what propelled them to a World Series? And I'm speaking from someone that knows a decent bit about the Washington Nationals. Honestly, it came down to a few good hitters, and it was Soto, Rendon, and really one other one in Howie Kendrick, and then it was the pitching. Well, what is it that the Brewers have, and what is it that the Nationals had that are similar, and what's different? I think what's similar is the Brewers have the pitching, and I think you could argue they have better pitching, because when you look at that Nationals team that won the World Series, they had the worst bullpen in the history of Major League Baseball to ever make the playoffs. And on top of that, obviously the worst one to ever win a World Series. One of the worst ERAs. I think it was over 5. The Brewers have a much better bullpen than that. And then on top of that, they have 3 starters that are top-line guys that are in and were in the Cy Young discussion, and one that won it, and Corbin Burns. And I think those guys, at some point in their career, are all going to be in the conversation again for a Cy Young. They could win another Cy Young. This pitching staff is legit for the Brewers. And I don't know that if you would have told Brewers fans that 4 years ago, that they were going to have 3 legitimate Cy Young candidates and a top pitching staff in all the majors, possibly the top pitching staff in all the majors, I don't think they would have believed you. But that's what they have right now. So they have the pitching. The question is, do they have the hitting? And I think it's interesting what David Stearns has done to build this baseball team. He hasn't gone out and gotten the big name superstar. They do have Christian Yelich. He's supposed to be that guy. Okay, we get that. But when you look at the Brewers overall, they have a lot of I wouldn't say super above average hitters, but I'd say average to a little above average hitters. They don't really have any below average guys. I mean, you got guys like Lokane, you got guys like Rowdy Tellez, which I think some people would classify Rowdy Tellez as maybe below average, but the way he played for the Brewers this year was average to above average for a first baseman, especially a slugging first baseman. I thought he did really well for the Brewers this year. So I think when you look at this Brewers team, top to bottom with that lineup, now include maybe a universal DH, they have one of the most solid lineups. Maybe they don't have the star power because Christian Yelich has come back down to earth after having MVP-type seasons, but maybe they have a lineup that 1 through 9, if we include that DH, is going to be average to league above league average hitters, which means this. You just need a few of those guys to get hot. Howie Kendrick, he's a good player. He's always been a good hitter, but I wouldn't say he was anything. He's not a superstar, but he emerged as a playoff hero in that Nationals World Series. Now, they had two stars in Rendon and Soto, but I can tell you one thing they also had. They had atrocious 7-hole hitters, atrocious 8-hole hitters. They were lucky if they got anything out of their guys below the 5th spot in the order, whereas with the Brewers team, 1 through 9, including the DH now, you're going to feel pretty happy with that guy at the plate in a good situation. Narvaez was a good player for you. Colton Wong is a clutch hitter. Christian Yelich, I know he didn't have the best year, but he still batted around 245, 250. He still could get some hits. You got Lokane. Now you got Hunter Renfroe. I mean, you've got a lot of guys in this Brewers lineup that I feel like can make a big difference for this Brewers baseball team. I want to get to a couple callers here, 414-799-1250. But before that, I want to hear, Sam, what do you think? I know we talked a little bit about it earlier, but what do you think? Did they miss their window, or do you think it's still wide open with this pitching staff?
Oh, no. Yeah, they didn't miss their window. And kind of I'm echoing mostly of what you said, but I mean, it is the truth, I think, is that as long as you have Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta, and Josh Hader, and you know Devin Williams, too, you can throw in there, as long as those guys are under contract, you're going to be in contention for the NL Central division. But you're also going to be in contention as one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, and that's going to take you far. So, like you said, yeah, it really does come down to how well does this offense perform. And, I mean, really, I know it's crazy to say because they won so many games last year and they won the division, but, I mean, if you think about it, really there's only – the only way to go from here is up for this offense, especially with Christian Yelich. And most of the guys that were big contributors last year, there was kind of a career year for them. I mean, we had Avi – obviously, like we were talking about earlier in the show, he hit 29 home runs. That was a career high. Omar Narvaez went from average hitter to all-star. Rowdy Tellez, the legend, was born in Milwaukee. So really, those guys now, they're going into a full season where they can be comfortable in what they've proven, and I think that's going to pay off in a big way for the Brewers.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's get out to some callers here. Even calling before the Bart Winkler show at 6 a.m., so good for these people getting up and listening to Toy Drive Live here, our 24-hour broadcast, celebrating our 15th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Let's get out to Nate on the north side. Nate, what's going on this morning?
What's good, you guys? Finally get to talk to my man, Toby, man.
How's it going, Nate?
How you doing? First of all, I think it's great what you guys are doing there. I just really started listening to the radio station around when I got my own car, so like last year, and it's been great listening to you guys. Great for what you guys are doing as far as this toy drive, because I've been blessed to not have to spend time in the hospital when I'm a younger kid, so I can't imagine what that feels like to have to spend time in the hospital around Christmas time and around the holiday time. So great what you guys are doing. I'm gonna scrounge up a little change, whatever I can do, and I'm gonna send something your guys' way.
Appreciate it.
But for the Brewers, I know they haven't missed their window, but they definitely did miss a great opportunity as far as this year. I felt like you had the starting pitching, and I felt that you guys had the back end, maybe not the middle relief, but the back end. It felt like if we could get to the seventh, we should be able to win the game. The hitting just fell apart on us at the wrong time. I've been mad for a few months now, but hey, you know, with me, my favorite teams don't have to do much to get me right back and ready. That Hunter Renfroe trade, I think I hit Sam up when it happened, and I was like, you got a guy hitting 30 bombs, 100 RBIs with control. Okay, I'm ready to go now. Lockout or not, I'm ready to go for baseball whenever that time comes. So, yeah, they definitely haven't missed a window, but the opportunity was squandered a little bit this year.
Yeah, absolutely, Nate. Thanks for the call. Thanks for also donating to the Toy Drive. Glad that you're able to be a part with us.
Thank you.
All right, that was Nate on the north side, and he's right. They missed a big opportunity this year. The team was good this year. They were one of the top teams in the majors. At one point, I think people would have put them as a top team in the majors. So they missed an opportunity. But I think sometimes you see with teams in all sports, not just baseball, you saw it with the Bucks. It just takes a little bit. They need to be in the mix for a while. And eventually they'll get over the hump and they'll win that playoff series. They'll win the next playoff series. They'll get over the hump, and next thing you know, they're bringing a title back to Milwaukee. And that's what the Bucks did. It took them a while to finally get over the hump. They finally did it when I felt like they did that when they beat the Nets, and then they're able to go on and win the NBA Finals. So the Brewers, they just need to find a way to win a series and get over the hump. And, you know, I feel like they missed opportunities the last couple seasons. They missed one, obviously, against the Dodgers. They missed one this past season where they're playing some of the best baseball in the league, and then they have the long layoff, and you know they're kind of so far up in the division that they kind of coasted at the end. So yeah, they missed an opportunity this season, but that's the thing with these teams, with having these guys under control for a few seasons, is okay, they missed one opportunity, let's get it the next year. And I know it sucks year after year to think, all right, we got to get it next year, all right, disappointment again, we got to get it next year. But that's what the Bucks championship, that's what makes it so sweet, right? You've had disappointment with the Packers, you've had disappointment with the Brewers, but the Bucks finally overcame it. So that just makes it awesome. Let's not forget that the Bucks are NBA champions. Let's never forget that, right, Sam?
Oh, can never forget it.
No, you can't forget that.
I mean, we were both there for Game 6. I mean, how could we forget it?
That's right. That was awesome, and hopefully you were able to be a part of Game 6 or down in the Deer District, whatever it is. It was an awesome time, but just, yeah, I don't feel like this Brewers team missed their window. It would have been awesome to be able to have back-to-back parades, but it is what it is. I mean, I think it made a lot of people mad when we had Pat Murphy on the Bar Winkler show, and he was kind of, I think some people view when a manager or a coach gives their reasoning for things after the fact, they view it as an excuse, when in reality he's just giving his explanation for why they did it in the situation. I think it made some people mad with that and the different things that the Brewers did in that postseason run. But the reality is, it is what it is, and that's kind of what he said. And I think it made some people mad, but that's just how it goes sometimes. Let's get back out to the phone lines here. Got 15 minutes of the Bart Winkler Morning Show, and we already got one of our regular callers on the line, Notebook Mike. What's going on, Notebook Mike?
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Is this the third segment now?
It is.
So I didn't miss one.
Sure. We've been live.
I was on with Horowitz and the other guy, yeah.
You were on?
Yeah, he was on with Horvath and Plucker.
I've been on every segment. I took a little nap.
Oh, so you're saying that Dave Cudahy wasn't the first caller this morning?
Well, I'm not saying I was the first caller. I just called every segment.
Well, we appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for listening.
But you know what? I don't want to get emotional. I'll say my last piece, but the window and the door are cracked. They're partially open. Packers, Brewers. As long as that's going on, we're in pretty good shape. How many teams would trade places, you know?
Yeah.
In our shoes.
There are a lot of places. I can think of one east
of here.
How about
Cleveland?
Oh, yeah. Cleveland, you could think of Detroit. I mean, there are some places that would kill to just have one team that Wisconsin has been graced with, whether it's the Bucks, the Brewers, or the Packers.
Detroit has Michigan.
They do. They could.
But we got yada, yada, yada. I told your screen caller. He called our pitching the best he's ever seen. If we could get a veteran like that, we'll never get him, I guess. I mean, the sky's the limit. Who knew Herta, Hira, and Yelich would have this, and they Bank Delano and Jackie Bradley Jr., right?
Yeah, that is a good point.
If one of those three would have had a good season, we probably would have won the World Series.
That is
but
a good point,
real quick,
Mike.
I know you got a
sure.
Times of your enemy now. My niece had a baby, nine months old, and he was in children's hospital for a week, and I have to go in the hospital tomorrow. But I've been there before. I'll be there probably 5 days. It's got to be tough for a kid, and that little baby. All right. Great job, guys. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Hope everything's well with you and your family.
Yeah, thanks for the
call. It will. We're what do they say, Wisconsin strong?
Absolutely.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll wait and bug Bart in about an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good, Mike. Okay. Thanks for the call. Yeah, hope Mike's doing well, and he is right. It is tough to see kids and spending time in the hospital, and that's what makes this even more important for us, is to just bring a smile to their face during the struggling time, maybe give them some hope and encouragement as the doctors, you know, take care of the different things that they're dealing with. So if you haven't, I'd encourage you to donate today to the 15th Annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, presented by Annex Wealth Management. Got about 10 minutes to the Bart Winkler Show. We'll hit a break. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about this Brewers, and then we'll get right into the Bart Winkler Show after that. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee. You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours.
It is Christmas time.
Thank you for listening and happy holidays from The Fan. You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours. We're making one final push with The Fan's 15th Annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Go to 1250amthefan.com to donate online or to find the nearest fire station to drop off your toys. Now back to the show with Toby on 1250 AM The Fan.
It is me, Toby, on 1250 AM The Fan. 12th hour of the Toy Drive Live continues here as we celebrate the 15th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, presented by Annex Wealth Management. If you haven't donated, go ahead and donate today. Donate on The Fan's website, 1250amthefan.com, or also find on the website their toy drop locations throughout the Milwaukee area at fire stations. Drop off some toys for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate the callers that have called in and contributed. Really appreciate all that. And just let's put a smile on some kids' faces this Christmas season. We're going to get back into talking a little bit of Brewers here as we finish up here and get ready for the Bart Winkler Show coming up. It's really awesome to be a part of this toy drive. I just want to say that. And I want to say that if you're in the Milwaukee area and you have the opportunity to wear a baseball jersey today, I'd encourage you to do that. Jerseys for Jackson here today as we celebrate the life of Jackson Sparks. Remember him as the terrible tragedy in Waukesha took his life, an 8-year-old in the Milwaukee area. His family asked that everybody wear baseball jerseys to school. So we're going to take that. We're going to wear baseball jerseys throughout Milwaukee to spread some cheer, hopefully, to his family and maybe bring a smile to their face during a tough time. So let's get back into this Brewers talk, and do you think they missed their championship window? I think it's a little bit crazy to think that they missed their window when you've got these guys under control for a couple more years. I'm talking of Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta. Now, I did throw out this idea. I hate the idea, Sam. I want to clarify. I hate the idea, but it's something that you have to consider. If you feel like the offense is a problem and you feel like they're lacking impact bats, there's one guy on this team that has a ton of value to pretty much any team, especially playoff teams in the contention to win the World Series. And I hate to bring it up. I don't even think they should consider it, but do you look at moving Josh Hader for a bat, for a big time impact bat? I don't like the idea of it. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you need an offensive bat, like say, I know he's a free agent, but say like a Chris Bryant, or say like last year with Trevor Story being available, I don't think you trade for a rental. You don't trade Josh Hader for a rental. But if you want to bring in a guy that's going to make a big difference, do you consider trading Josh Hader?
You know, I heard Will Salmon, who was on with Tim Allen and Evan Heffelfinger around like 8 o'clock, and they were talking about the same thing. And Will brought up some good points. One in that Hader's still in arbitration, so you're probably not going to have to pay him the premier price that he's actually worth. Like, as long as Liam Hendricks is getting paid the highest for a reliever in all of MLB, you're pretty much still getting Josh Hader at a discount when you think about it from the market value. So there is that. And also, I mean, if you take away Josh Hader, Devin Williams really has to kind of prove himself, and he already has to earn back the trust of the club. So would you really want to thrust Devin Williams into that closer role? Maybe it happens over time, but I wouldn't risk it. And I think with the Brewers too, with the way they've acquired talent, especially over the past couple seasons, like we saw with Willie Adames, is why not keep trying to get guys that are maybe underappreciated that have years of control, kind of like diamonds in the rough. Why not keep taking shots on those guys and keep Josh Hader as opposed to just giving him up and then getting a premier at bat? It just makes too much sense, in my opinion, to like keep trying, especially let's see what we got with Hunter Renfro. Like, if this trend keeps up, then yeah, let's keep Josh Hader.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should hold Josh Hader, but I think it's something that the Brewers have to have on the table to think about, because the reality is Josh Hader on this team of guys that you would consider trading, he's going to be up there, and he's one of the few guys on this team that you would consider a tradable asset that is going to bring back a lot of stuff in a trade. I mean, you're going to get a lot if you trade a guy like Josh Hader, arguably the best closer, the best reliever in all of baseball. You're going to get a lot if you trade him. And right now, we just talked about it, the thing that this Brewers team is lacking is hitting. I think their bullpen is still solid even if they trade Hader. They still would have Devin Williams, and Sam brought up a good point. He's going to have to earn back the trust. You got to prove that you're not going to go punch a wall. You got to prove that you're going to be back to yourself. Again, we haven't seen him pitch since that happened. So you got to prove that you're going to be okay, which I think you will be, but still got to see that. But do you want to just trust him as your closer and say, all right, that's fine, we'll miss Josh Hader. He's obviously someone that would be a key part of our team, but now we get a bat that can be a true impact bat in the middle of that lineup. Or do you want to just hold on to him and say, all right, we went out and got Hunter Renfro. We have Christian Yelich. I think that's an interesting thing that you have to talk about with this Brewers team. Quickly, before we wrap up here and get to the Bart Winkler Show, let's get to Carl from the South Side. Carl, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas, man? Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, I believe that the window has closed. I'm going to be realistic with you guys. Like I said, I've told Bart in the past, man, I'm not really like a baseball guy, but from the time that I've been watching, man, since Prince Fielder and those boys were hitting those bats, it's something about this team, man, that we're lacking. I don't know if it's from the coaching standpoint as far as our hitting coaches, but something just isn't gelling. I thought that I would see more out of Yelly, you know, after he got that contract. But, man, all I saw from him was more injuries. And I always said that when we didn't bring Bron in for his final hurrah, I thought we always should have brought Bron back last season to, you know what I mean, kind of energize the guys. But we always miss our moment. And I think that we always peak too soon. And us as fans, we buy into that once we see them peaking too early, you know, before October. It's like, yo, we're expecting this in October, late October, to get it going, and these guys just don't do it. So do I think Renfro would bring, you know, some type of firepower? Yeah. But can he do it down the stretch without being injured? These are my concerns. The Brewers always find a way to kind of hit themselves, so to speak, out of contention. And we get there, and then we lay a dud. So until they prove it to me, I'm not going in all in as a fan anymore. I didn't even like their slogan last year. You know what I mean? What was it? Claws up?
Claws up, MKE.
We don't have a bear or anything like that to be talking about some claws up. What are you talking about? That I knew we were done when I saw that slogan. But that's neither here nor there. I ain't had my coffee yet. All I'm trying to say is, Brewers, man, if y'all want to get the fans back on y'all side, man, y'all got to start putting up. You understand me? I'm not finna sit up here and keep buying into you guys just for y'all to fall short. I'm done with it. Prove it or don't tell me to buy tickets or anything like that, man.
Carl,
thank you for taking my call, man.
One sec, Carl. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Aren't you like a TV star now? I see you all over the place.
Whoa. No autographs, all right? No autographs.
Carl. All right, this is... Hey, Carl, it's Bart.
Yeah, what's up, Bart?
Hey, Carl goes on national TV.
That's right.
Okay. And he's on...
Wait, hold on. What happened?
Yeah, Carl's on Fox News.
When?
Like 3 weeks ago. He's talking about something in the trucking business, yes?
There's no racism in trucking.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're on Fox News. You do an interview. You look polished as like you've been doing this your whole life. You did a great job.
I asked you guys to give me a job.
Look, we'll talk about that another time. You did a great job. And since then, this is the first I've heard from you. I thought you were big-timing us.
No. I've never big time the show. Actually, I think I did call after I.
I have not talked to you since you were on prime time news.
I think I called in on Rami.
Oh, so you're just big timing me.
I would never big time you. No. I would never big time you, man. You know, it's all love, man. I love to converse with you guys to actually, you know, hone my skills. You know what I'm saying?
So you're using us. That's even worse.
Hey, listen, that's a good thing. It's always a good thing to be used. Now, when you're not used, that's the problem, all right? You know that, Bart. All I can say is, man, I really went up on there. I was up on Twitter just, you know, giving my opinion, and somebody found me. I thought she was trying to sell me OnlyFans. But then I digress. God. I sat up here. I took the offer. I go down there, and I talked to Tucker, man. It was amazing. Thank you for Fox for giving me an opportunity to, you know, speak my mind and give an opportunity to try to close the divide because, again, I'm trying to get out a message that we don't need to promote something that I feel will hold us back as a people.
Yeah, I just thought that, and I just thought that you just looked like you weren't nervous at all.
No, not at all, man.
I was really impressed by your demeanor. I
appreciate
really good.
That, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I didn't call in sooner, man.
No.
I was actually going to call you yesterday about Boogie Cousins, but, you know, I've been working, man. I've been tired.
No, I know. But good job. You did a great job. I just wanted to
I appreciate
jump in
that
and say
Thank
that.
Thank you, man. It means a lot to me, man, honestly. And everybody that's listening and everybody that's watching, I recommend you guys go check out the video if you haven't. It's up on my Twitter. Check out Carl from the South Side. And like I said, man, have a blessed day, everybody. God gets the glory.
All right, Carl. Thanks for the call this morning. And as we finish up Toy Drive Live here, head into the Bart Winkler Show, I want to say one thing. Carl looked way better on TV than me or you would look. Right, Bart? I mean, we have faces made for radio.
Toby, I was in TV for 5 years.
Well, now you're in radio.
Well, you're right, though. You are right.
All right. Well, we're finishing up Hour 12 here of Toy Drive Live. Our 15th annual fan toy drive here for Children's Wisconsin at Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, presented by NX Wealth Management. Coming up next, we'll come back here. You already heard his voice. The Bart Winkler is here. We'll come back with the Bart Winkler Show here in just a few minutes here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee. You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours. It's Christmas time. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays from The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.